You are listening to the Immutable Mutineers podcast with Sarah Ann Kelly. Hi, I'm Sarah, a 13-year entrepreneur turned corporate executive and back again, here to share all I have learned and how exactly you can apply it to your business journey. I'm devoted to helping others find freedom through income and have made it my mission to educate the masses on how to take your business from dream to hard-earned reality. In this podcast, I have honest, intimate conversations with entrepreneurs who live life to the fullest on their own terms. Through their knowledge and outlier perspective, I hope they inspire you too. We will be covering all kinds of subjects, from mindset to business systems, lifestyle, marketing and sales, longevity and health, and a whole lot of type A vibes. I hope the stories of immutable growth leave you feeling called to look at your life and your business a little differently and change it accordingly, 1% a day. Let's do this. This is my show, The Immutable Mutineers. Thanks so much for listening. As you come to get to know me, you will recognize that I do not talk about any brands or products that I am not obsessed with and have not met my standards of both purchase and consumption. For me, a product has to be organic, it has to be clean. I'm allergic to soy and gluten, so those ingredients cannot be in any products that I'm using. And I really do look for companies that have a mission and a purpose behind their product. And Plant People does not disappoint. Plant People is an organic-based supplement company with a mission to heal and empower and connect people and the planet through the power of plants. They have a number of different products, but all of their products feature organically grown full-spectrum hemp extracts or adaptogens. And their hemp extracts are rich in cannabinoids, CBD, CBN, CBG, and more. And if you didn't know that there were more CBs than CBD, Plant People is the brand to help educate you on everything that you want to put in your body. Formulated with activating herbal ingredients, they help to balance mental and physical systems that support your everyday stress, mood, and recovery. Now, as I said, they are guaranteed to be grown organic, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, coming complete with lab tests. Plant People operates in the way of the future. I am a personal fan of their Be Calm capsules, which is a daily pill formulated with regeneratively grown hemp extracts of CBD, as well as adaptogenic herbs that promote and balance and soothe your stress levels, as well as rejuvenate your body and mind. And each of the 30 capsules contain 15 milligrams of CBD and 525 milligrams of herbs. I found Plant People when working a natural products food show and was in the middle of a panic attack while also dealing with my father's recent passing. And I tell you what, the Be Calm capsules saved my life, and I've been taking them every day since. And don't get me started on the Wonder Day gummy. That is their newest product. It's a daily mushroom vitamin. Not that kind of mushroom gummy, okay? But it is an insanely delicious berry-flavored gummy with 250 milligrams of a 10-to-1 mushroom extract ratio per serving. You and your family need to be consuming these ASAP, and trust me when I say you're going to have to hide the container from your kids as well as yourself. You can purchase your month supply now of each or any other products found on Plant People via the link below found in today's show notes, or you can visit plantpeople.co and type in Sarah15, S-A-R-A-15, in the coupon box for 15% off on me. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of The Immutable Mutineers. My name is Sarah Kelly. I am your host. I am the CEO of Immutable Mutineers. It's an education brand and a podcast that I created in efforts to be able to share my 13 years as a veteran entrepreneur, as well as the 3 years of dabbling that I did within the corporate world, and kind of share my insights with you in an effort to help you to achieve your dreams. For me, Immutable Mutineers came and was birthed out of a place of me really needing to find a happy medium between narrowing down the amount of time that I was trading in exchange for money. When I first moved to Philadelphia, which is where I have lived for the last 18 years, I attended LaSalle University, studied communications and political science, and graduated right into the recession. I had a quote-unquote real job for about 9 months at a law firm downtown in Philadelphia and was immediately laid off upon the recession of 2007 that started actually just right before 2008. And within that time frame, there was really nowhere for me to turn to replace that corporate job that I was able to secure for myself right out of college. So going from, you know, $45,000 a year as a graduate at 22 years old to nothing was really daunting and really terrifying. And kind of just out of, you know, a myriad of things that have happened along the way in my life before I'd gone to college, you know, I was really prepared to take this journey in my strides. Kind of diverting from this a bit, the main reason that I do everything is for my family, for my parents, and now for my partner, my spouse. And I take a lot of intention and put a lot of thought behind what I do now because I had made a promise to myself that I would never trade money for time taken away from my family and those I love ever again, which is not really something that you think you are going to be able to, you know, really make an impact with, both financially as well as, let's say, culturally, community-wise. You know, I wanted to be able to make an impact while making an income. And for me, I just knew that no matter what I was going to do in my life, it had to be something I was going to enjoy. So after this recession and getting let go from the law firm, I started my PR firm. At the time, the only thing that wasn't really suffering too badly from the recession were all of the vices. Drinking, nightclubs. Restaurants were doing okay. Restaurants were still not too big of a deal in Philadelphia at the time. This was in 2008. So I found myself making flyers and helping some of my friends who were party hosts in advertising their parties and the different nights that they were hosting and at different clubs and DJs and when they were going to be appearing for a party or hosting a set. Or, you know, I love the nightlife, still do. Even at 36 years old, I am a club kid for life. Big fact to know about me. So it was really exciting to be able to put some of the things that I had learned in school to use while earning an income from it. And in a time where no one was really able to bring home any kind of money, let alone cash, which was wonderful, okay? So in being able to kind of create this environment for myself where I was able to do the things that I enjoyed as a 22-year-old, which was clearly hanging out with my friends, partying, drinking, you know, I'm not a drinker really much anymore, but at the time, this was like the golden ticket. And as far as my friends were concerned, a lot of them were in a really tough space within this time frame. And it felt really great to me to be able to give them, you know, the perks, getting them in to party for free, getting them some drinks. So I understood pretty quickly the power that marketing has and the power that public relations served. At the time, the only social media that was really around was Facebook. And it had just stepped out of only being for colleges and universities, which was what it was originally intended for. I've been a user since day one of the program launching, which is really odd to say. But as a 36-year-old woman, I've really transitioned through a lot of different phases of growth, both in technology, business, society, capitalistic growth and fallings, because I, again, graduated into the largest recession we've had in 100 years. And it really educated me and gave me a ton of insight as to what I needed to be able to do to make it and survive while also doing what I loved to do and was good at. Now, pivoting was the largest skill set that I incorporated within my business. Now, pivoting in business for some can be really paralyzing. And for me, pivoting in business felt amazing. I was able to take all of the things that I had learned in my personal life and apply them to my business life. Now, we'll back up a bit here because unless you listen to season one, and listen to my grief podcast episode. My father was diagnosed with cancer when I was 12 years old. He passed away when I turned 34. And, you know, there was a 20-year journey within that time frame where I really did not know how long my father was going to live. He was given 30 days to live on the day the doctors found out that he was ill. I was 12 years old. It was a life-changing, catastrophically important moment in my life that has shaped and groomed me to be the person that I am today, as well as the specific set of skill sets that I have. And part of, you know, the blessing of all of those lessons that I had from these really difficult and sometimes extremely terrible times in my life, there's been the beauty of what has become a knowledge, a skill set, and a comfort level that I have with certain things that cause others within the business and entrepreneurial realm to get really uncomfortable. So pivoting for me was something that became a natural way of existing, kind of piggybacking it off of hope. I had learned it from having to deal with my father, his endless like hospital appointments, doctor appointments, surgeries. You know, we had to cross our fingers and hope for the best every single time. When things didn't work out, we quickly learned that there was always another option. We just had to look for it and we had to get creative. And I've been able to apply that to my business. Now, having lost my father, I've become gravely aware and really been given such a micro way to look at life and what truly matters in terms of what I allow to upset me. And it's, you know, I've got a under 10 things, and it's literally my partner, my mother, my sister, my nephew, my brother-in-law, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my other two brother-in-laws, and my best friend Dom and my cousin. If all of those people are alive and they are healthy, I have zero problems. Let me say that again. If all of the people that I love are well and alive, I've got no problems. I've just got something that needs to be addressed. And likely the way that it needs to be addressed is implementing one of several skill sets that directly are enforced by the way that you attach yourself to the emotions that may arise when you're dealing with a problem. So once I, let's piggyback into my career path now. So working for the nightclubs turned into meeting a lot of entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs love the nightlife. Why is that? They need to network. And within this space, I came across a lot of entrepreneurs that were just like me, trying to make the most out of a bad situation, which was the current market, which was in a recession. It was difficult to get paid. So a lot of people were bartering services for products, services for gift cards, services for services. It was an amazing time to be a young entrepreneur figuring it out. And the one thing that I really, really am happy and feel actually pretty serendipitous about was the way in which that I was able to create a network for myself that continually fed both my pocket and additions to my network for over 18 years. Okay, I've lived in Philadelphia for 18 years. You know, I've been oddly titled as a Philadelphia socialite just because of loving the nightlife, loving PR events, loving to get out and meet new people. I can talk to anybody. My mother used to say that my dad could talk the hind leg off a donkey, and his daughter is no different, okay? I love to talk. I'm an extroverted introvert. I have my days, but when I'm out, I am on, and I cannot leave a room unturned without meeting everyone in it or attempting to. So Philadelphia has given back to me in so many beautiful ways, just due to the fact that I created this network out of offering the services that I had available to me, the skill sets, the knowledge, the experience, in exchange for things that, you know, helped me to level up my life, level up my career, level up my skill sets, level up my client database, so many things. And this also led me to then creating my PR firm. And now, a quick break. Okay, guys, this is totally an ad, but I am honestly so obsessed with how easily this company has made email marketing for me. And real talk, I'm a marketing professional, okay, guys? But I absolutely hate email marketing. My tech skills are crap. I have like semi-ADHD when it comes to like technology, programming, minor details. It gets me going. Difficult and was always something I avoided until I met Flowdesk. Okay, so why Flowdesk, right? I love the ease. I can copy, I can paste, and I can customize the email as much as I need with a simple, simple click of the mouse. It creates a Pinterest-worthy email every single time with zero effort on my part. So I'm also, in all honesty, able to simultaneously do other things, which is great for me. There is also one monthly price with unlimited subscribers. So whether you're looking to start a small newsletter or you want to build out an email marketing empire for your course business, for example, you will always pay the same price, which I totally appreciate. I love a company that thinks about you and isn't, you know, trying to take from your pocket. They're trying to add value to your business. I also love the creative freedom of Flowdesk. So with other platforms that I used for my email marketing, I always felt really boxed in, and it was not the vibe that I was looking for in terms of what I physically wanted the aesthetics of my emails to look like. And with Flowdesk, I am able to have my marketing on brand, and I'm able to make it seamlessly. So for the first time ever, it seems, in email marketing, I'm able to create a modern and aesthetically pleasing email with all my custom fonts. It's got my logo. I can make image collages. You have to try it for yourself and see if it fits with what you're going for. Also, the feature that I'm most obsessed with is the click and drag email workflow builder. So if you can use Canva, I swear you have the skill set needed to be able to create a campaign that looks like you have an entire marketing team crafting and coding all of your email funnels. Their click and drag email builder makes it really easy to create simple email funnels that are going to aid you in connecting authentically with your audience and their engagement. So you're going to be able to see if they clicked on a link. If they did, maybe then you're going to want to follow up with this email. If they didn't click on it, you're going to follow up with another email. And there's zero coding required, thank goodness, because I would literally not be using this program if that were the case. So typically this platform is valued at $39 a month, but my listeners and my students are going to receive a free 30-day trial and a monthly subscriber rate of $19 after the trial ends for the life of your business. No kidding. $19 for the rest of your business, no matter how large your email list gets. So if you are able to, well, you're listening. So of course you are. Click in the show notes. There's going to be a link there for you to be able to sign up today. Start with your free 30-day trial and then pay half the rate at $19 after that for the life of your business. You're going to visit https://flodesk.com/c/SarahAnnKelly. SARAANNKELLY. Again, that's https://flodesk.com/c/SarahAnnKelly to sign up today, or you can visit the show notes. Back to the show. After a while, a lot of friends that I'd made and the network that I created wanted me to start helping them get the word out about their events, which turned into me talking to the press a lot. And all of this happened really organically. It was really authentic of a transition. You know, I didn't actively seek out this career. It honestly fell in my lap. And you know, through different interactions that I had with different people, different relationships I was in, I got really lucky with the clientele that I was able to start my career off with and set the tone for my name, my brand, my business, my offerings, my skill sets, my experience, what it was like to be my customer and my client, what it was like to be a guest of one of my events, what it was like to be, you know, a media outlet that I worked with. And that was worth its weight in gold. I've seen so many people force themselves square pegs into round holes. It's not always going to be a good fit. You may really, really, really want to start a business doing XYZ, but if the skills aren't there, if the personality isn't there, if the drive isn't there, if the discipline isn't there, it may not be a good fit for you. You may need to pivot and find something else. So within that time frame of just working with such high level clientele and being able to apply what I learned with these businesses and their budgets to small businesses became my passion. I wanted to take what I was able to offer to my clientele with a budget, which was rare again at the time, because at this point we were creeping out of the recession and there was a lot more opportunity financially than there had been in the previous years since starting my firm. And the one thing that really brought me a lot of, you know, peace and joy to my heart was being able to take all this information back and give it to my small business clients. And what did that do for them? It gave them the upper hand. It gave them the upper, you know, echelon of information that they would not normally have access to. And this is talking about, you know, technology booms, apps being created before things became so automated, so available for everyone, such entry level, you know, free apps doing this, creating websites, creating mobile apps, creating logos even, like all of these things had to be outsourced. So I learned how to cut corners for my clients with a smaller budget because it became necessary. And I had to think about, okay, if this were me, if I were running this business, this ice cream shop, what would I want to be able to offer my clients? You know, what can you as a publicist, as a marketer, as, you know, a business professional, as a strategist, what can you provide me to help me, you know, trickle that down to my customer? And that also became a really great focus for me. How do you get customers in the door? How do you get them to purchase? How do you keep them coming back? How do you maintain the relationship? And a lot of that, honestly, has been harnessed within the last 3 years of my career, where I have intertwined direct selling into what I'm doing. So to backtrack a bit, I had my PR firm and was living off of it exclusively for roughly 10 years. And within that time frame, Instagram became a major platform that was free. It became easier and easier to use. Apps like Canva, Facetune, just so many things came out that made it a lot easier for businesses to be able to handle social media and content creation themselves. So there was a hole in the market for me that I had been focusing on. I kind of pigeonholed myself into offering certain numbers of things that were now becoming more obsolete in terms of things that businesses needed because they had interns and free apps to be able to use to replace me. That has led me to always thinking ahead. What things can I provide that are not easily accessible in the moment? Because the year that it took for me to rebound from losing my client base because I became irrelevant, I was replaced by technology, will never happen again. And now I make it my purpose and my focus to show business owners and entrepreneurs how to remain relevant, how to remain something your customers need, want, and maybe don't know they need or don't know they want yet, but you're going to clue them in. The beauty of this transition with my PR firm having less and less clients led to me needing to take on a corporate job. I became the director of marketing for an overseas pharmaceutical company that was opening, a headquarters in the US. I worked for them for 3 years. There were two great things that came out of it. One, I learned on a corporate dime how to run an entire soup to nuts marketing campaign where there was no budget. I could do whatever I wanted to do. This included tons of events a year, international events, domestic events, which required going to conferences, setting up and providing materials for different medical conferences, everything you can think of, selling a medical product on the internet and all of the constraints that come with that. Learning to write copy on a dime that is persuasive and is engaging the reader to lead them towards a sale. All of these things were priceless. The other thing that was really priceless, and this is what actually led me to creating Immutable Mutineers, was the fact that they owned me. They owned me. My time was not my own. I traveled 1 week out of every month. It was a lot. On top of that, I had an autoimmune condition that was out of control. And although I had this great health insurance, I didn't have the time to take the doctor's appointments to actually fix it. There was also the pesky little thing of not getting paid very well. The little sexist 26-year-old advantage of the male being hired and coming in at 26 years old, and here I am, a 34-year-old and 10-year veteran within my industry, being paid the same as a 26-year-old male entry-level salesperson. It was just a lot of aha moments, a lot of eye-opening moments. The comfort of that reoccurring paycheck was not worth what I traded in terms of life. Trading my time, meaning time taken away from my family for money, will never be a reality of mine again. And I've created programs, businesses, and all sorts of passive levels of income that will keep me moving in this direction and keeping me away from ever having to trade my time for money again. Within the last year of working for this pharmaceutical company, my father entered into the last 6 months of his life. We were put into hospice care within the house. He was my best friend. I wanted to be at his bedside at every moment. And I had roughly 3 weeks of vacation time that needed to be taken, but it was never conducive to what was needed by the company or what would fit with the VP's private schedule, because she was a hot mess express and needed to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth because of her children. And her schedule was always set above everyone else's in terms of taking days off. So here I am sitting at a desk, looking out a window on like the 40th floor, hating my life, wondering when the hell I am going to be able to spend time with my father, and really hating myself for sticking with and staying at the place that was actively taking me away from him just for money to pay bills. I pray you never have to make the decision of choosing between your income and seeing someone you love very dearly in the last days of their life before they pass, because you will regret it for the rest of your life if you are not by their bedside and I will say it again. Never choose money over family. You will regret it. It is my driving force. I get out of bed every day and I work my butt off to make sure that I will never miss a moment of my mother's life. She's still grieving for her husband. If she needs me, I'm gonna be there. My nephew was just born. He's 4 months old at the time that I'm recording this. I will not miss a second of that boy's life if I don't want to. My partner, you know, is going to actually be retiring from his job tomorrow, and he will never work for anyone again. And we are going to now enter into a digital nomad life and be traveling, living our lives while making an income. That's what I want to teach anyone willing to listen through the Immutable Mutineers podcast, as well as through the Immutable Mutineers Academy, which is an education course system that I've created and will be continuing to add to and create more courses for, that will help you to figure out how to take your dream from a dream to reality, to one that allows you to take your family in whatever direction you'd like, with how you care to live it, where, when, how, with who, and with what, all up to you. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds like it's not something that you can do, but trust me when I say, I figured it out and I can help you figure it out. And we're gonna do it together through this podcast. I want to thank you for listening. I know this was all over the place. I had a few poofs of a little Mary Jane before the podcast started, and I just wanted to get this out. I wanted to let you know why this podcast and why this academy exists. And for me, it's because I paid dearly to learn the lesson of knowing that nothing is more important than being available to both live the life that you want to live for yourself, as well as be available to live the life with your family that you'd like, and never, ever have that decision taken away from you because of a paycheck from a job. It doesn't have to be that way. And if you don't want it to be that way, you want to check in for my next episode that will be debuting in the next few days, where we are going to kick off exactly how I'm going to help you do that from square one. Ideas. We're going to start with brainstorming what your ideal business is and how that aligns with your passion, your purpose, and your current time constraints. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome to Immutable Mutineers, and I am so thankful to have you as a listener. If you feel so inclined, please like and rate this show through whatever podcast app you're listening to. And please, please, please give a share on your social media. If you know anyone that needs to hear what I've got to say, I really, really thank you for putting them onto me. Have a great day.